This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for October 15th. I'm Paul Plack. Extra Aircraft will have a new final assembly plant in Montrose, Colorado. Over 200 new jobs are expected. The FAA will only pay for a long runway. The NIMBYs want to keep out business jets, and airport officials in Hilton Head Island in South Carolina are caught in the middle. Avidyne reports the FAA has issued an STC for its Integra Release 9 glass cockpit in the Piper Matrix. The Machinists Union is recommending its members at Hawker Beechcraft in Wichita vote tomorrow to ratify a contract, which includes a 10% pay cut. Nearly 600 mechanics and related workers at Atlantic Southeast Airlines have voted to join the Teamsters by a 2-to-1 margin. United Airlines has asked the U.S. DOT for authority to begin daily nonstop service between the airline's Los Angeles hub and Shanghai starting May 20, 2011. The FAA alleges that the Parachute Center of Acampo, California, operated a twin otter when critical parts were well past their life limits. The proposed fine is $664,000. The FAA has also proposed a $455,000 civil penalty against Corporate Air of Billings, Montana, for allegedly operating a Beech 1900 airliner in spite of continued evidence of excessive oil consumption by the right engine. The U.S. Air Force's X-37B unmanned space plane has again stopped showing up in the sky where expected by amateur astronomers, leading to speculation it may have returned to Earth already. And Red Bull has delayed Felix Baumgartner's planned supersonic freefall from the edge of space to defend a lawsuit saying the idea was stolen. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, new EAA President Rod Hightower talks about the appropriate role for EAA in very light sport aircraft and in improving instruction. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. And have a clear and unlimited day.